This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Gabi, minamahal kong mga kabarangay. Ako po inyong Kuya Rene, dito po sa ating barangay New Zealand. Welcome po kayo dito sa Free FM 89.0 sa Hamilton, Waikato Region and podcasting sa www.freefm.org.nz. mga kuntil-butil na mga impormasyon, kuro-kuro, balita at musika dito po sa Barangay New Zealand. Kasama po ang inyong kaibigan Simpapawid, ang inyong Barangay Big Brother, ang inyong Kuya Rene, dito po sa Barangay New Zealand.
Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. Tayo ng magkape at pandasal. Ito po si Cardinal Chito Tagle ng Manila. Pagnilayan po natin, patahimikin ang hangin at dagat. Patahimikin ang hangin at dagat. Kaya ba nga natin gawin yun? Hindi ba si Jesus lamang ang nakagawa niyan? Nang gilalas ang mga alagad, natakot nang mapatahimik niya ang mabangis na hangin at dagat. Magagawa ba natin yun? Hindi natin mapapantayan o magagaya ang ginawa ni Jesus. Subalit sa ating sariling kakayanan, may magagawa tayo. Ang hangin ay pabigat ng pabigat at parumi ng parumi. Sumisigaw na ang hangin dahil hindi na niya gusto ang sarili niyang amoy. Tatahimik ang hangin kung hindi natin siya bubugahan ng usok, mataas na karbon at masangsang na amoy ng ating basura. Nangangalit ang dagat dahil hinahaluan natin ang kanyang magandang mundo sa kalaliman ng plastic, basura at lasong kemikal. Tatahimik ang dagat kung igagalang at aalagaan natin ito. O Diyos, salamat sa hangin at dagat. Patawad po sa aming pagsira sa kanila. Amen.
Yeah.
Welcome back mga kabarangay. Kuya Rene muli, Direk Rene dito po sa ating PSTV Plus podcast channel. At medyo matagal-tagal na rin po tayo hindi nakakapag broadcast. At medyo maraming ginagawa at kaumpisa lang ng academic year dito sa Aotearoa, New Zealand. Kaya medyo ngayon medyo maluwaglog na ng konti. Kanina buong araw we celebrated our college sports day, no? Mga activities sa labas ng ng paaralan. At medyo masaya kaya sabi ko may oras na tayo ngayon para makapag-podcast. At maswerte naman tayo dahil sa mga sandaling ito ay makakapanayam po natin isang dati ko nang kilala sa nung kami magkasama sa Universidad ng Pilipinas, pero bago pa noon ay kilala ko na rin siya sa communication circle dahil siya po isang professor ng communications. At pasok na natin sa stream. Ito po ang ating mga kapanayam, si Dr. Mark Polo. Hi Mark, kumusta?
Hello, mabuhay Direk Rene. Mabuti. At magandang araw sa iyo at sa iyong mga taga-subaybay sa Barangay NZ.
At I'm so happy to know na ikaw ay nakuha mo na yung iyong doctorate in anthropology. Is it anthropology?
It's applied, or applied anthropology.
Applied anthropology. Ayun, mamaya ay tatanungin natin si Mark kasi last year, I think towards the end of last year, magpo-podcast sana tayo, but Mark was saying, actually, galing ka sa isang ibang bansa, tapos nagsandali ka lang sa Pilipinas, and then you're going to present sa Guatemala ba yun?
Parang yes. Yes.
Kaya mamaya, anin natin. Just to put into context, Mark, taga saan ka sa atin sa Pilipinas?
Okay. Tubong lumaki ako sa Maynila, no? Pero okay, lumaki na, tumanda na dito sa lungsod ng Bacoor, sa Cavite. At ako ay nagtuturo dito sa De La Salle University sa Dasmariñas, sa kilalang siyudad ng Dasmariñas. At ako ay nagtuturo dito sa DLSUD magtatatlumpung taon na, believe it or not. 28 years na akong kabilang sa kaguruan dito sa De La Salle.
And you never nagturo sa ibang eskwelahan? Lasal lang talaga?
Officially, yes. Most of my teaching stint has been with DLSUD. Though I did serve the government in the early 2000s, yung dati kong brother boss dito sa Lasal, the late brother Rolly Dizon, ay inappoint siya ni President GMA noon to become the chairman of the Commission on Higher Education. Mm-hmm. So, sinama niya ako doon and I served as his executive assistant or also known as chief of staff. Mm-hmm. So, nagkasama kami sa CHED. Unfortunately, Brother Rolly did not finish his term. Siya ay nag-resign due to health reasons. At siya ay pinalta naman ng former president naman ng UST, si Father Rolando de la Rosa, who still kept me as his EA until his term. Although he also resigned, because of political pressures, which mahabang kwento yan, pero it's a very unfortunate event because of the politicking in higher education during his time.
Oo nga eh. Buti you weren't tainted by, you went back to academe, Bumalik ka na sa academe. After nitong medyo na frozen yata si Mark. Pero babalik yan eh. Tuloy-tuloy lang natin. Sa connection. Kausap po natin si Professor Mark Polo. Actually, yung pangalan niya parang yung explorer, yung Venetian explorer, si Marco Polo.
My parents probably thought na it would be a good way for people to remember me by giving me a very popular name. No? But well, in fact, I don't know. Well, we are somehow, I don't know, we haven't looked it up, but we are probably somehow related along the line because my middle name is Molina, as you know. And you are a Molina. So, but we haven't figured it out yet. But the maternal side where my mom has the maiden name, they hail from Catanduanes. Eh. So doon yung mga Molina side.
Oo. Narinig ko nga yung from Catanduanes. Tsaka kasi, di ba si Quezon, may Molina din siya na yung mga ganung klaseng ano.
Yeah.
Ganung klaseng what's this?
Magandang ano yan eh, matrace sa genealogy.
Oo nga. Pero yung ano, tubong ano ka you're saying tubong Manila, yun ba yon? Tubong
well,
Manila.
I was born in Manila, yeah, but my parents my father hails from Leyte. And my mother, actually, yung parents niya are originally from Catanduanes, but most of them were all born and raised na in Laguna, particularly sa Santa Cruz.
So, nung undergrad mo, Mark, you Lasal ka ba? Sa Lasal ka ba nag-undergrad?
I took up my undergrad sa Los Baños, sa UPLB.
Ah, UPLB. Okay.
Yes, yes. So,
anong major? Anong major?
I finished development communication.
Ah, DevCom. Okay. And so from ano yung from there talagang communication yung ano yung expertise.
Yes.
And you also ano to yung parang you develop a program for your students on public relations parang kasi nananalo sila ng award eh. Sinusundan ko kasi yung mga ano.
Well, dito sa DLSUD kasi, we have two programs. We have communication arts, and we also have digital and multimedia journalism. Mm-hmm. The DMJ program is actually a repackaging of our broadcast journalism program. But the communication arts program is the program that I have been teaching mostly, no? And we have specializations there in that program. Mm-hmm. So, tatlo yon, no? Advertising, film, and public relations. So, doon ako nagtuturo ng mga major courses sa public relations specialization ng aming program. So, I am not the only one teaching. We do have other colleagues and even industry practitioners that teach in the program. But I'm probably one of the more regular teachers in the program here ng PR. And we were fortunate to been awarded in different competitions and also even recognized in the ASEAN region as a good program. No? Mm-hmm. We're not the best, but at least we have been recognized as a good program.
Yes.
In terms of offering PR.
Mm-hmm. And you're also part of the industry association, di ba? Yung PRSP, kasama ka din doon sa PRSP.
Well, yeah, well, in terms of my engagement with PRSP, I would say a regular supporter and juror of the Anvil Awards. So I think I've been invited to judge in the Anvils, I think for almost a decade now. And many of the officers of PRSP are good friends. They have been to the university. I have invited them to speak to my students. Mm-hmm. And actually, for the different programs of PRSP, I have been engaged somehow in one way or another. Like last year, yung Student Congress, which was revived because nung pandemic, medyo nawala siya, no? But nung Student Congress and Grand Prix competition, I was actually invited to be part of the organizing committee. And then for this year, which is the PR Congress, which is happening every September, I am part of the organizing committee. So we are preparing for the biggest annual gathering of PR practitioners in the country, which is yung PR Congress, which takes place every September. Because September is considered as Public Relations Month in the Philippines.
Oh, I see. Oh, saan gagawin yun, yung Congress, yung PR Congress?
We are still finalizing the venue. In due time, details will be announced. But definitely the venue will most likely be somewhere in Metro Manila.
Metro Manila, you know? Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Kasi parang naalala ko, one time nga ta, sa Subic yata ginawa yun, parang ganun ba? Tama ba ako?
PRSP has done, yeah, they have done congresses outside Metro Manila. In fact, there was even one time they did it in Boracay. And we were able to bring students over pa nga, no, to participate. PRSP has been doing their congresses in different places. Although majority have been done near and about the Metro Manila area.
Metro Manila, okay. Now, Mark, what is it about teaching that, 28 years, no, talagang, what is it in teaching that, that draws you to the profession?
Well, siguro, I would say that part of it is also influenced by my family. My mom actually taught at St. Scholastica's College in Manila for 33 plus years. And I have other relatives who were teachers as well. But personally, on my own, I think I find a lot of joy and fulfillment in helping build dreams of our students, no, being part of their journey in terms of developing their careers, helping facilitate learning for them so that they can chase their dreams and turn it into reality. So the fulfillment is always when we see our students succeed, our students achieve, no, what they've set out to do. And as a LaSallian educator, since that's where I am associated with, I've in a way, no, adopted the LaSallian mindset of we call it, no, to be able to teach minds, to touch hearts, and to transform lives. So that has, in a way, served as a mantra for me to keep me pursuing this vocation of being an educator.
And of course, the lives of your students are much more richer because of your passion, your love, tsaka yung mga talagang yung professional development na you're doing, no? I remember there was a time back then na minsan nagkikita tayo sa UP Diliman dahil you were pursuing also some graduate programs doon, no? Ngayon naalala ko na kasi panggabi tayo eh. So malamang ikaw ay galing ka ng
Cavite.
Marinas, Cavite. Yeah. Para umabot ka ng alas 6 yata klase natin.
5:30 or 6. Yeah.
Oo. Tapos matatapos yun ng mga 8 o'clock yata, parang past 8. Okay. Minsan hindi naman tayo umuwi kasi di ba may discussion pa, ganyan. Now I see the passion that talagang yung ano, yung you were doing. And so from there you took your PhD in applied anthropology sa Asian Social Institute. Kwento mo sa amin kung ano ito. Kasi I've been interested in that program kahit nung nasa Pilipinas pa ako.
Okay. Well, I actually heard of the program when I was still in college, no? I remember reading, I think it was an article sa isang diaryo noon, and there was this course, no? Parang they were featuring programs with unique names and titles, and what struck me was that this degree program nga has a unique and interesting name. Actually, kasi the complete program that I finished at ASI is called Applied Cosmic Anthropology. No?
Cosmic, Cosmic Anthropology.
Yeah,
may
word na cosmic pa, no? When I was researching for this program, I already know that there is applied anthropology. No? Matagal na rin siyang discipline. Ano? But applied anthropology is basically anthropology in practice. No? Anthropology that you put into actual application. So you apply the principles of anthropological methods, data gathering and theories to try to identify and solve real-world social, cultural, and economic problems. Mm-hmm. Pero what made the cosmic anthropology unique, you know, apart from having it in the name, is that it's a more integrative program. And ASI, the Asian Social Institute, you know, basically has a very strong foundation in the social sciences, humanities, and spirituality. So the cosmic component there is really basically incorporating cosmic consciousness for developing the persons of the current century. You know? So it's a very strong, or it's very focused on sustainable development, social justice, and then and the integrity of creation. In the program, we actually examine the interconnectedness of human life with the broader cosmos or with the broader universe. So the program, I would say, is really one of a kind and unique, because we have been trained to have a holistic worldview. We are enjoined and encouraged to develop our leadership competencies, particularly transformative leadership competency. I've been fortunate that we have been mentored by very excellent professors from a wide range of disciplines. We had teachers whose backgrounds include a physicist, merong psychoanalyst, merong ng Philippine Studies, and you have social scientists, no? It's a very eclectic but at the same time very interesting doctorate program. And we're glad that, and I'm personally glad that I came across it through other friends and peers who actually studied and completed the program. So yun yung applied cosmic anthropology.
Congratulations.
Yeah, salamat. Natapos din finally.
Congratulations, Dr. Mark Polo. At hindi lang yan, pare, malapit lang sa'yo. Kasi are they still in Malate ba, Ermita?
Yes. Yeah. They're there. Yeah.
Oo. Tagal na nila doon, yung kanilang parang building, di ba? It's been there
tagal na. Since the 1970s, actually. And kaya nga what attracted me there is, it's very deeply rooted, no, doon sa Catholic traditions pa din, because ASI was founded by a priest, no, by Father Senden, and yung kanyang si Reverend Father Francis Senden, yung kanyang protege, si Dr. Mina Ramirez, no, became its president eventually. And si Father Senden was a Dutch missionary priest, no, that he came into the Philippines, I think, many years before the 1950s, and then he taught philosophy and other sociology at San Carlos Seminary, and then he founded ASI as a graduate school that focuses on social sciences, he's a very important figure, I think, among sociologists in the country for his pioneering work.
Yeah. Yes. And they offer a masteral and a doctoral program. Diba?
Meron silang program on social work. They're actually a very good, they're among the top performing schools in terms of social work sa licensure exam.
Yung dating professor na kaibigan ko sa Miriam, si Professor Vicky Segovia, I think she was she eventually moved to ASI also. Mark, you went to Guatemala to present yung part of your dissertation. So anong kwento doon? Parang layo yata ng Guatemala. Ilang oras ba biyahe doon?
Well, total flight hours was going there took me about 28 hours dalawang layover. So it was Manila to LA. It was Manila to Hong Kong, and then Hong Kong to LA before LA to Guatemala. No?
Wow.
I attended the conference of the World Anthropological Union. So yung World Anthropological Union is probably one of the biggest professional organization of anthropologists.
Mm-hmm.
So I was fortunate enough that my dissertation paper was accepted there for presentation. So I decided to go because una, I've never been to Guatemala and I'm got curious about the country. And second, I had the opportunity to present my study.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, also fortunately, the university provided support to allow me to travel. So my dissertation is actually a result of our lived experiences during the pandemic. And I developed a framework called EduCaring or Education and Caring, basically combining the concepts of education and caring in times of crisis. And basically, the dissertation is about the lived experiences of members of our academic community here, mm-hmm. and how we navigated the complexities of the pandemic, and how we continued the teaching and learning process via the technologically mediated environment that we had. No? So what we are calling now the new normal, no?
Mm-hmm.
Using distance mode, distance learning, using a learning management system, and many other tools and technological advances.
Mm-hmm.
So yun ang aking binahagi. Because there's one session wherein my paper was accepted, COVID-19 anthropological experiences. So that's where I submitted my paper.
Ganda. Mm-hmm.
And in the panel there, just to share, presenters were from different countries. Meron taga US, Canada, Colombia, and several other places, sharing the work that they did, no? And how anthropology was used as a lens mm-hmm. to look at these different phenomena.
Mm-hmm. And, hopefully you can also present that or something about your studies dito sa, kasi malalim din yung anthropology, mm-hmm. I mean, syempre, our culture and everything dito, no?
Mm-hmm.
I remember parang many years ago, nagkukwentuhan tayo, nalaman mo na I was going to the Waikato University. Sama, parang may kakilala ka yata doon sa Waikato Uni. No?
I had a colleague sa LaSalle who actually did her master's there sa Waikato. So that's how I came to know about the school. Because she talks fondly about it. No? It was a very nice experience for her to complete her master's degree there at University of Waikato nga.
Oo nga eh. Tsaka kasi sa Hamilton. So it's a university town, no? Parang malayo siya sa parang urban. So parang ganoon, no? Maganda. Maganda yung . So meron kang yung you have to something parang ipipresent. Anong kwento dyan, Mark, that you're going to share itong slide na to?
Okay. Well, for a long time already, since I've been started teaching, no, I've been associated with two professional organizations. So for the Philippines, it's PACE, which is the Philippine mm-hmm. Association of Communication Educators. It is the pioneering, oldest, and largest professional organization of communication teachers and educators in the country. Last year, actually, PACE celebrated its golden anniversary.
So, oh, wow.
It was founded 50 years ago. By many pioneering educators, some notable names would include si Dr. Nora Cabral, who's considered as the mother of DevCom in the Philippines, Dr. Crispin Maslog,
mm-hmm.
and the founding president actually is a Jesuit priest, no? Si Father Bert Ampil. So we had our celebration last year sa Los Baños, no? Last October, and continuing pa rin naman yung mga activities ni PACE this year. But my other professional organization is a regional one. And I got introduced to it when I was doing my master's at the Asian Institute of Journalism and Communication, where I met my, eventually, my master's thesis advisor, si Ramon Tuazon, who at that time was very much active with AMIC, no, as an organization. AMIC then used to be based in Singapore, but in the early 2000s and 10s, it transferred to the Philippines. So it was a regional association of scholars and practitioners of media and communication. AMIC has been conducting activities to advance communication and media scholarship in the region. We have our annual conferences, and the annual conference that we just concluded last year was held in Mumbai in India. Mm. So we received over 500, I think, abstracts for presentation. And then more than 200 papers were selected to be presented. So that's something that we appreciated na nangyari. Na we had delegates from more than 20 countries attending. So what I'm sharing now, I'm trying to put it up now on screen, is the, we have published what we call the book of abstracts of the conference. So yun yung mga basically summary ng mga abstracts that were presented by the conference participants. So it's actually published now in our microsite, and and our members can actually access this book of abstracts. So our website is amic.asia. So madali lang siyang tandaan, amic.asia.
So ito ba 'yun? Ito ba 'yun, Mark? I'll try to share it, no?
Oh, sige,
ito.
Sige.
Yan, ito 'yun, di ba?
Okay, thank you. Yeah, precisely, no. So as a professional organization kasi, no, our goal is to really contribute to the body of knowledge, no. Mm-hmm. And for our conference this year, last year actually, the theme was Navigating Digital Transformation in Media, PR, and Advertising. Mm-hmm. So in the book of abstracts, you will see here the papers, the abstracts of the papers that were presented by the different delegates from all over the world. Actually, ito, hindi lang siya from Asia. Mm-hmm. And then we do have an upcoming event. In case anyone is also interested, from mm-hmm. your viewers and guests, the next one, if you can go to the next slide, we have an upcoming webinar. Okay, if you can go to the next slide, the webinar.
Hindi ko makita. I-ano mo para ma-ano ko, upload ko siya.
Ah, it's so there. You can go to the next. You can go to the, ibalik mo lang yung kanina.
Okay. Ah, yeah, there.
Yeah, the second one. Yeah, the second one. Yeah. Mm-mm. Okay. So this time, on February 27, AMIC is presenting an international webinar. We call it our Asian Communication Award Lecture Series. And we have our most recent Asian Communication Awardee, Dr. Karilga Misayeva, who's mm-hmm. a professor at the Kazakhstan National University. So she's from Kazakhstan. Wow. And for many of us who are not familiar, Kazakhstan is actually part of Asia. No? It is part of mm-hmm. Central Asia. Mm-hmm. And she's going to be presenting her study about the state of journalism education in Central Asia. Pag sinabi mong Central Asia, in terms of our geography, ito yung mga stan countries, no? So Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan. So yung mga bansang yon, ang tawag nila to mga stan countries. They're actually most of them are, if not all of them, are former members of the Soviet Republic, no?
Yes.
Di ba nung nawala na yung USSR at na splinter na siya. So this five new countries, no, became independent states. Though they're of Russian, they used to be associated with Russia. They're a blending of actually East and West, no. So very interesting. Ang curious to know the situation in the region, because it's an emerging geographic region, very rich in history and culture, and many outside of that region, many people are not aware of what's going on in this region. So we want to put a spotlight to Central Asia. And it's an area where AMIC is experiencing a growth in membership. So we would really want to highlight the work of our scholars in the region. That's why we're featuring this lecture by our Asian Communication Awardee.
So this is on February 27, no?
Yes,
it's a Friday.
Yes.
2 p.m. Manila time, so that's
Manila
7
time.
p.m. dito.
So, yeah, if you can join, yeah. Please join. You can just
yes,
scan the
I will.
QR code there. And, yeah.
Yeah, I will. And also, Mark, I will share this with okay, Dr. David Roby. I think you know him, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's our, I know, he's also a fellow, a former awardee, you know, Asian Communication Awardee.
Right.
And he's a very active member of AMIC as well.
Yes. Because he's now a retired professor ng
yes.
AUT University.
Yes. Yeah.
But he still has this advocacy on the, he has this Philippine Pacific Journalism Review.
Yes.
So
yes.
Active na active yan si Dr.
Yeah.
Robin.
Yeah. Yes.
Ako nga, natutuwa ako, Mark, kasi ito kwento lang naman. No? 20 years ago, I attended AMIC sa Penang kasi nag-present
ah, okay.
ako ng paper ko. My paper was on Radyo Kalikasan, my masteral paper on broadcasting, greening the airwaves. Isa sa mga presenter doon si Dr. Roby. I attended yung panel niya, not knowing that many years later, makikita kami dito at pinupunta ako sa opisina. So I'll share this with him because he's very passionate
please.
About
yes,
ano to yung... Siyempre, si Tita Del ay ang
kanyang...
ay... I think there, I don't know if there's in the Philippines. Kasi normally, nagbabakasyon.
Yeah,
sila. I'll share this.
I know they went on vacation here, but they're probably back there. But yeah, but please do share that to, if there are other colleagues in your circle, in your in your network, please do share the invitation.
And I'll also share this to my Kiwi professor friends para maano sila, yung parang, alam mo, kasi minsan napakalayo namin. So sometimes we are so like you know insular ba parang insular ba yun? Parang ganun pero hindi naman kasi with technology no? So I'll share this with my friends and
much appreciated
and, tsaka ano to yung I hope to you know try to find a way na makapag-present ka rin dito so that we can meet kasi dumadami na rin yung mga professors dito na lalo lang na sa South Island sa University of Canterbury tatlo, apat silang may mga PhD na natuturo doon dito naman sa University of Auckland ay ano din dumadami na and I will link you with the ano yung may ginawa kasi yung mga taga University of Auckland ang tawag nila doon the Philippine Studies Network Hub no ano to sanction dito ng embassy, si Ambakira, ganyan-ganyan.
Okay.
So, what you're doing is, ano to, very, very, ano to, very enriching. Very enriching yan. Mark, syempre, gusto ko itang makita ng makapag-kapiman
well,
lang tayo.
Well, there are two ways, no? We can go there or you can come over, di ba? If there's a chance. Well, since upcoming yung conference namin sa AMIC, as soon as we have our call for papers, I shall share it with you and you can share it with your network there.
Ah, yes.
And if, and if possible, you can present in Manila. We're looking at November. We're looking at November this year.
Ah, November.
For the conference. So expect actually the call for papers will be released probably at the latest will be the second quarter this year.
Oh, that's good. Last Friday, naging resource speaker ako ni Dr. Janet Tauro Batigas. So she's based in Nelson. But yung mga taga-Lasal yung estudyante niya. So ano sila?
Okay.
I think Philippine Studies and so we're talking about. Ano. So i-share ko rin to sa kanya.
Oh, yes,
para,
please.
Ano, oo. So Mark, ano ang ano? Ano yung, what are your plans now? Kailan ba mag-uumpisa yung academic year or tapos na ba? What are your plans, Mark?
Well, actually here at DLSUD, we are in our fourth week of classes for the second semester. And after some time also of being in administration, I'm now back to full-time teaching. I concluded 18 years of serving as an administrator, particularly in advancement and external relations. So I was there for 18 years, you know, handling fundraising, resource generation, and mobilization. So right now, I'm a full-time faculty member here at our department, which is the Communication and Journalism Department. So I'm happy to be having more contact time with our students. I'm handling still the PR subjects, no? Introduction to Public Relations, and an advanced course called PR Management. And I'm also teaching a subject called Knowledge Management. So it's a required subject now in the communication curricula, wherein we teach how knowledge can be used to optimize organizational performance. And then apart from that, I'm also handling our internship program. So actually, yung mga fourth-year students namin, many of them are deployed already with our industry partners to do their internship, which is in the curriculum, it's 400 hours. So that's keeping me busy.
400 na ngayon?
It used to be 200, if you remember that, 200. But now, in the latest CHED CMO, I think the it's still a range of 200 to 400, but we adopted the 400 hours because we believe more hours will enable our students to have more experiences in the workplace, no? Via the on-the-job training program. And the unique thing about our arrangement here in our department is that the internship is taken during the final semester, no? So it is during their semester number 8. And the students, if they follow the course plan, they will complete all their academic requirements during the first 7 semesters. So yung semester number 8, wala na silang ibang subject. It's only the internship. So they can focus on their internship and really devote time to really render and conduct that internship exposure and experience doon sa mga partner organizations namin.
That's good. Very good. Tsaka, so parang at home ka ngayon kasi ano, back to ano, the classroom. Mas gusto mo yata yung more than the other aspect.
Well, the admin work had its own ano naman fulfillment for me. Mm-hmm. But since I've been away, not full-time naman, but I've been away sa classroom on a full-time basis for a long time. Mm-hmm. So I really appreciate now the opportunity to have more activities. And also I could do other things. So like I'm doing research right now. Mm-hmm. I'll be doing other, you know, endeavors and engagements that before I had a little time to do because academically mm-hmm. and admin work, they're equally demanding.
Correct. Oo. Mark, nais ko magpasalamat sa iyo, no, for sharing your time with us. It has been a pleasure and very enriching para sa akin din, and I'm sure with our viewers and our listeners. I'll share this podcast with my the people who are subscribers of my channel. Alam niyo mga kabarangay, si Mark matangkad to eh. Parang gentle giant to eh. Parang pagtatabi ako dyan, parang mga six-footer kasi yan eh. Kaya, so thank you. Maraming salamat ha, Mark.
And, maraming salamat din for having me over sa yung program. And,
yes, and then I will link you with
success.
Yes, I'll link you with the universities dito. And then yung Philippine Studies Network Dr. Gairlan.
Okay.
Para ano, para mas yumabong yung ano, yung, you know, kasi sa Hawaii, University of Hawaii, meron na silang Philippine Studies program eh. So I think that's the long-term goal yata is, kasi dumadami na rin mga Pinoy dito and mga, yung mga, ano to, third culture kids na wala na silang ano. So parang, actually yun ang mga ginagawa namin unti-unti, outreach para lang ano tong mga bata na ano. So thank you so much again, Mark. More power sa iyo at I wish you all the best. ha, sa iyong mga
Okay.
endeavors.
Maraming salamat din sa iyo and see you in the future.
See you in the future.
Okay.
At mga kabarangay, nais kong magpasalamat at pinayagan niyo kami ni Mark. Pumasok ni Dr. Mark Polo ng DLSU Dasmariñas na pumasok sa inyong mga tahanan, sa inyong mga puso sa mga panahon ito. Ako po niyong Kuya Rene. Maraming maraming salamat. Thank you. Take care and God bless. Goodbye for now.
Katok sa pinto ng aking alaala. Di na dapat tumitig pa sa iyong mga mata. Ngayon ikaw na lang ang nakikita. Ang alaala mo itig na ba? Sabi ko ang lahat noon ay may mababago ba?
kabulastugan. Hindi malilimutan ang asaran na merong pikunan, lalo na rin ang unang niligawan, unang kabiguan. At dyan nasiseryoso ang usapan, ang pagdadamayan ng tunay at tapat na kaibigan. O mga buwan, kaibigan, namang maasa. Minsan inaabot pa ng ayaan na kung saan-saan, na para bang walang kinabukasan at kahantungan. At dyan nasiseryoso ang usapan, ang pagpapayuhan ng tunay at tapat na kaibigan. Kung mga baliw,
this Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.